Okay, Taf Tzadi Vav. We're still in the beginning of Hilchas Yom Tov. So let's go to Taf Tzadi Vav Gimel. B'nei Eretz Yisrael Shabbal. Oh, I just wanted to quickly point out that yes, for Rosh Hashanah's second day, it doesn't matter. They're exactly equal for everything, for refuas, pills, whatever applies to one day applies to the other. I saw that in Yom Tov Sheni Kiyochaso, and no one's machalik, and any posek who I asked, I'll say it's exactly the same. I don't think anyone does a burial, but that is still a difference. But the only difference between Yom Tov Rishon and Sheni by Rosh Hashanah is if you want to bury the body. But I don't think that's done l'maisa in most cases. Okay, sorry. Back to Taf Tzadi Vav Gimel. B'nei Eretz Yisrael Shabbal Lachutz La'aretz Asurim La'asot Melacha B'Yom Tov Sheni B'Yishuv Afilu Daito Lachzar Bo. Okay, so now what happens if we live in Eretz Yisrael and you go on vacation to Chutz La'aretz? So you have to keep second day Yom Tov, just like those who live in Chutz La'aretz. Can't do any Isser Daraisa or Darabanan, nor Mira La'akum or anything. That's even if you're planning to return back to Eretz Yisrael. You're just going there for a week, for whatever it is. Okay, we'll see when that starts. Now, just to point out, pretty much all the poskim say it's 100% Aser, both Befarhesia, both Betzina. I'll just quote a quick slew. Yom Tov Sheni Kiyochaso points it out. But really, it's the Magen Avraham, Mishneh Berurah, Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yashi, Vigas Moshe, Shevet Halevi, Chazon Ovadia, Ben Sion, Aruch HaShulchan. Everyone says it applies equally, Befarhesia, Betzina. The one kula that Rav Ovadia points out, he says, if you do it Betzina, he's meiko by an Isser Darabanan only in a case that's an Isser Darabanan that's a Sveik Sveika. In other words, some people hold it's mutter for everybody on the second day. So even though we normally hold it's Aser on the second day, he says, so for that, a Ben Eretz Yisrael could do Betzina. For example, like electricity. It might be Eish M'Eish, it might be whatever it is, not to get into it, but bottom line, if it's a case of a Sveik Sveika, that's the only case where he's Mekel for Svardim. I mean, he's Mekel for anyone. That's not Davka Machok at Svardim Ashkenazim. It just usually works out like that based on who your posek is. But, okay. Okay, so now let's read. So when does it become Aser? So let's keep reading. V'kol zman shelo higia liyishuv. So the only time a Ben Eretz Yisrael is chayev to keep the chumras of Yom Tov Sheni is when he reaches where people live. So who's? So it depends. If we're going to see this inside, well, partially inside, if it's a Jewish yishuv, so then that applies. The only time you're chayev, if you're planning to go back, is if you join a Jewish community, perhaps a firm community. But if you're going, it's only Jews who you enter that area, so if you're planning to go back, you still don't have to keep you don't have to keep Yom Tov Sheni, because no one there is keeping Yom Tov Sheni. But if you're planning to stay in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz La'aretz, you're moving from Israel, so then as soon as you reach any population, any inhabited city, doesn't matter if there's Jews or no Jews, then you're chayav right away. Because be'etzem, you're planning to move to Chutz La'aretz. Now you are in Chutz La'aretz. It's not totally on keeping what the other people are doing, but for Hesia, what they're going to think. Now you live in Chutz La'aretz, and you reached an inhabited city. So let's see.
Why wouldn't that be true even if you're not in an inhabited city?
Because halacha only applies when you reach an inhabited city. That's the way they formulated it. I don't know if I don't have a better answer. Because you're still here, you're still not there yet. You're not considered to have reached Chutz La'aretz until you reach an inhabited city. That's better well put. V'kol zaman shelo higia liyishuv. So as long as you never reach an inhabited area, so the Shulchan Aruch doesn't specify, but I explained about Jews and non-Jews. So the Kolman Shaloya Gil Yishuv, you're still on the road. You're still on the plane, you're still on the train, you're still in the car, whatever it is. Afilu Ein Darto Lachzor Mutar. So even if you're planning to move to Chutz La'aretz, you don't have to keep it. Lefisha Adayin Leghukabal Yot Kemotan. Because you're not established to be like a Ben Chutz La'aretz yet. Aval. Im Higia LeYishuv Ein Darto Lachzor. But if you reach the inhabiting place, and you have no intentions to move back, to go back to Eretz Yisrael, you move to Chutz La'aretz. So then, Nasa Kamotan, so now you become like them, Ve'asur, Bein B'midbar, Bein B'yishuv. And then it doesn't matter, you have to reach the Yishuv, but then you can go drive into the desert, and you still have to keep what they keep, because you're one of them now. V'kol Chutz La'tchum, Einag Le'alchum Re'i Makom Shehalach L'sham Na'am. The only time you have to be, once you're outside of the tchum, then you don't have to be strict. You don't get the chumrah. So when you're going there, it's when you reach the inhabited city or the tchum of the inhabited city. But as long as you're outside the tchum, you don't become one of them. And then let's say you're just visiting. You're only visiting the Chutz La'aretz. So while you're inside the city or the tchum of the city, then you have to keep their chumras, right? Bitzin b'farhesya. But as soon as you get out of the tchum, then you can do whatever you want, and you're not like them at all. Okay.
He's allowed to go out of the tchum? Or are you talking about after?
If you went out there in Chol HaMoed, or I'm not sure what happens if you get out there by mistake. Good question, by mistake. But okay. Just a couple quick interesting things. What do you do if you're you live in Eretz Yisrael and you go to Chutz La'aretz? For Yom Tov, whatever, to visit, you do Erev Tavshilin. So Kimat, everyone agrees for sure not, there's no reason. Because if you don't do it, it's considered like a Davar Shebitzina, and would be a Bracha Levatala. So you wouldn't do an Erev Tavshilin if the second day Yom Tov is on Friday. Another interesting thing is, why not? Because you yourself are not Chayav to do an Erev Tavshilin.
Even though you're there,
it's only an Isra to do malacha. You still daven by yourself. An Eretz Yisrael who's visiting Chutz La'aretz on the second day, bitzina, you quietly, you have to make it discreet. You can put on tefillin, if you wear tefillin, whatever, if it's after Yom Tov, it's Chol HaMoed, it's up to you, but usually not. Whatever, anything you do that's for tefillah, you do your own tefillah, but you have to do that bitzina. You have to make it, no, it's not obvious. You can't wear tefillin in shul when everyone else is davening Yom Tov. But you yourself, it really is chol, but you're just machmer not to do a malacha. It's also, you don't want to do anything with farhesi, it's also mezalzel in the Yom Tov itself, when everyone else can see it. Okay, what's another interesting case is, I'll just point out, we mentioned bitzina, it's aser. But they do point out, I saw this in Yom Tov Sheni Kilchasa, it quotes Rabbi Yashiv as well, that you're allowed to take a shower. Even if you hold a shower as Asr on Yom Tov, or it depends how you do it, you're allowed to take a shower because they can, it's not obvious, right? You lock the door, you close the bathroom when you take a shower, right? So it's not obvious what you're doing in there. Everyone knows the shower's on, but maybe you're doing one limb at a time, maybe you're doing cold water or lukewarm water if you hold, that's okay. Whatever it is, so since it's not obvious, you gotta take a hot scalding shower and it's not a problem. Another possible, he quotes Ashoma Zalman, is in a case where it's a real makom choli. It's not exactly pikuach nefesh, but the choli is a mesukan and you need to see the doctor that day. He even says you can dress up like a goy in a car and go on Yom Tov Sheni. Because now it's basically bitzina if no one knows what you're doing. But whatever. For those rare cases, whatever. What do you do with the Leil Seder? So, I saw Nigras Moshe, Chazan Ovadia, in... other places as well. But anyway, you should keep the Chayadam, I think. No. Okay, whatever. They say you should, if you're in your own home, in Chutz La'aretz, right, you go there for Pesach and you're in your own, obviously there's no reason to do a Seder, it's not a malacha. But if you're staying in someone else's house, when they are when they're bnei chutz la'aretz, so for, in front of them, it's considered b'farhesya. So Igros Moshe and Chazon Avadya say you should make your seder, you should behave in the seder exactly like them. You should eat drink dollar kosas, eat the matzah and maror. You don't necessarily have to be makbid on your on the kazesim or the full shiurim. Just don't make it obvious, and you don't say the brachas though. You'll listen to them say Kiddush, you'll listen to them say Gaal Yisrael, or those brachos, but obviously you're not going to say Al Achilas Matzah for you, because
you just don't play.
Yeah, for sure you say Amen. It's a believer, it's a bracha. For sure you would say Amen. And also this way, you're not, it's not shown otherwise. He quotes in Yom Tov Sheni Kilsa and Rav Shlomo Zalman or Al Yashiv, that...
Sorry, just to double down on that.
Yeah.
If you have people from Chutz Lachem staying in your home, there in Tiswal, and they're making a Seder, you would say Amen to that Brachas also.
Right. You obviously would say Amen if they're in your house and they're in Tiswal. But if they're in your house, right, you said they're visiting you, then you don't have to pretend it's Seder night.
No, that's
obvious. <yeah. laughs> They're on your terms now. But,
no, this is specifically speaking about just the Amen part.
Right. But what's interesting, Rav Shlomo Zalman.
My first year of Aliyah, and I filmed the Seder.
You filmed what?
I filmed.
You filmed the Seder.
My first year, wow. My next door neighbor had to.
You can even do that.
They did the same thing.
But Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv says, if it's your family, I'm not sure Chiddush or not, but he says if it's your family, you don't have to keep the Seder. Because they know you, your family. I don't know. That's what he writes, but it's b'shem of El Yashiv and of Shlomo Zalman that if you're a close family and they're, I don't know, but I, in Chutz Aretz you don't.
Your son comes to visit you from Eretz Yisrael,
right?
So your son does not have to keep.
Does not have
to.
Because since you're so close, it's like Vitzina, your family. It's like closed doors. So it's not... But if they have guests over, then you have to because of the guests, not because of the parents or kids, whatever it is. So, I don't know, that's their take. Okay, you go to a hotel. So obviously, if the hotel in Chutz La'aretz, if there's Jews there all year long, or it's open up for Jews all year long, then you keep 2 days. But if it's a hotel that's just for Pesach, usually there's only Goyim there, then you'll have the Eretz Yisrael, Bnei Eretz Yisrael keeping 1 day, and Bnei Chutz La'aretz keeping 2 days.
I heard though that it has to be almost all really Bnei Eretz Yisrael for that to work. If it's like 10 people from Eretz Yisrael and 95 people all from Chutz La'aretz, you have a problem.
So I'm sure that's a machlokas then. Okay. I'm sure that's probably a machlokas.
You're with me on that?
If you go by majority.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole concept.
Okay.
I can't understand leaving Eretz Yisrael. Any of them? I agree, but I want to see their family. Someone who went to Morocco with a bunch of people from Eretz Yisrael for Pesach, and you know, this is Kachar that he told me.
But I hear you.
I was like, okay.
This is interesting. Havdalah. What do you do Motzei Shabbos for Havdalah? So, do you do Havdalah or not? So, for you, it's you finish the first day Yom Tov. And for the people you're staying with, they're in Chutz La'aretz, for them they're saying Kiddush for the nighttime. And Havdalah is verbal. So it might be considered b'farhesya. So Igros Moshe says, doesn't matter if you're by yourself or with them, don't say. Don't say Havdalah. Okay. We're talking about the Ben Eretz Yisrael, visiting Chutz La'aretz, and there's no Isser Achila, and on the next night you'll have to listen to them. For you, it's too late to say Havdalah. For Yom Tov, you only get 1 day. Shabbos, you might get 3 days according to the Ramah. But Yom Tov, you only get 1 day. And so he says, it's like a Isra Malacha, you can't. So you don't have an option to say Havdalah for that night. You can't even do it. He says, not even, is it a Davar Shavu for Hesia? It's Havdalah said out loud.
It's a Davar Shavu for Hesia.
But Etzim Havdalah
doesn't count.
Right, you can't. But
you'd be yotz with their vatodienu, right?
Well, you say your own vatodienu and shmona esrei, if you say it. Not all women are all,
which is good.
Not all going to say. Okay. But and it's not and you're allowed to eat because for you you're not allowed to say it. It's only an Isser not eating before Abdullah.
Kiddush.
Oh, the Kiddush. Well, you already said in Shemona Esrei, but you'll say enough. So you'll say enough. Listen to that Kiddush.
Yeah, you just be missing.
But you don't say your own Havdalah.
So most put.
I don't know. In Chelek Gimel of Orach Chaim. Orach Chaim Chelek Gimel. That will confuse Nidras Moshe. I know in Ayin Aleph, Ayin Beis, Ayin Gimel. He has a few tshuvas about this. But I'm not sure if it's there. If it's not there, I don't know. Look in Dirshu or Yom Tov Sheni. Or whatever, the glossary, whatever. Yeah, Yad Moshe. Anyway, Chazan Ovadia and Shav Shalom Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv, and Yom Tov Sheni Kiel Chasa, they all say you should say Havdalah. But most of them say only if it's you're doing it b'tzina. If you can't find a hidden room, don't say it. You can find a closed off room so no one can see, and then you got your own little separate machlokas of do you count family as b'fras here at b'tzina. Okay.
I had it once with family members looking for the Sarah, and on the second night, we're getting ready to say there, and they're making a dollar.
Right. I'll also tell you, it's not only one mate. I mean, the main issue halachically is an issue of zilzil yom tov, not to do things before hesya. There's also the issue of your own personal chumras. You have to keep chumras of your place and their place. The other issue, factor that's important to keep involved, keep in mind, and again, it always affects halacha, is psychology or emotion. When you go to someone's house and they're keeping yom tov, and you're not, so it depends on the person. Some people are cool with it because they understand the halacha and they're mature. But some people, it's like, it's a person, they take it personally. I don't know if it's Laman Hashem or Laman themselves, but they take it personally if you're not keeping Yom Tov or you're doing anything that's not Yom Tov. Or it's just like, you know, it's like derogatory, it's like insulting them. But to them, this is Yom Tov and you're doing something that's chol and it's like, anyway,
that's why if you're so close, like a father's son visiting,
they might not care, but they still might care because they take it personally. So whatever, for what that's worth, you want to make sure you fake it 100% as if it's the little Seder and everything. There's no from my own personal experience as well. And they point out wearing clothing. That's all an issue of davar shel hesya. So you have to wear yom tov clothing in their homes. It's also important. Now. So what's interesting, as far as most Rishonim do not discuss, it's a Mishnah as far as keeping chumras when you go from one place to another. But most Rishonim do not discuss issues of Bnei Eretz Yisrael going to Chutz Laaretz and vice versa. It's not mentioned in the Torah. The Beis Yosef quotes it from the Orchos Chaim, and it's only in one direction. That's how the Shulchan Aruch only describes Bnei Eretz Yisrael going to Chutz Laaretz. It depends on the girsa of the Orchos Chaim. If he includes the other case and a couple, either Lakula or Lachumra, depending on how you learn it. But just interesting, Yosef Karo does not mention the case of what if you're in Chutz La'aretz, you're Ben Chutz La'aretz, and you're coming to visit Eretz Yisrael. So it's not here. Perhaps he didn't want to get into it for a reason. But anyways, the general.
Perhaps it's just didn't happen.
I can't imagine it never happened. There's so many cases that are not so common in the Shulchan Aruch, and it's still here. But anyways, if what goes in one direction, it goes in the other direction. But anyways, whatever you're... So just to wrap up, we all know that, generally speaking, almost all the poskim hold, if you're ben Eretz Chutz La'aretz, visiting Eretz Yisrael, you're chayev to keep 2 days. We're all familiar with the famous Chacham Tzvi that says, no, you only keep 1 day. Most modern poskim will hold 2 days. It's also Avkad Rochel, which is the shoot of Rav Yosef Karo. He says hold 2 days. But some are Mekel when there's, you know, cases in between. Salvechek has a very famous psak of keeping 1.5 days. There are some who hold that as well. Yeah, that means you don't do a
mo. He never said that. He said, keep the first day, obviously.
Only keep the first day.
The second day is from
Malacha. Right, the second day is Isra Malacha. Nobody meant until Chatzos, but okay. Isra Malacha, but you daven like you're in Chutz La'aretz.
No, he said, you should quote a post game who hold that it's awesome.
Exactly. So he's a little bit more on the opinion of Chacham Tzvi and Rav Kook and Bechule, others. Okay. Okay. Right, so we discussed that. Now, Mishnah Berurah has an interesting case where you are, let's say you're moving to Eretz Yisrael as a trial basis, or whatever it is, you're planning to you live in Eretz, in Chutz La'aretz, you're going to Eretz Yisrael, you're here with your family, and you're planning to go back. But, you're trying a business out, or you're trying to, you're teaching as a Rebbe, and if it works out, then you might stay. So he says, in that case, you do keep one day. It's a little weird if someone's, it's one thing if you're, you know, you have $100,000 to live off of, and then you're going back. It's another thing if you're like, you're still working as a Rebbe, it's a little weird if you're living in Eretz Yisrael for 10 years and you're still keeping 2 days. But,
your kavana is not to stay, your kavana is you're trying it out and so on and so forth. It's 2 days for you.
Oh yeah? Okay,
so
I don't know.
Is here and just even visiting is 1 day.
So I don't know, you have to stay inside.
I heard it with my own ears. I heard it with my own ears 30 years ago.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Depends all on your heart.
Mamash depends all on your heart.
Okay. That makes sense to you?
Solomon said that about himself.
Yeah.
There you go. Taf Tzadi Zayin. Okay. Now, one very, very common question I just want to bring up. If you're in Ben Chul, and you come to Eretz Yisrael, can you ask your Israeli friend, relative, whatever, to do a malacha for you?
100%.
So that, pretty much everyone says you're allowed to. That's the minhag. Mm-hmm. Shlomo Zalman and Chazon Avadia say for sure. But Rav Yashi says you're only allowed to if it's a tzarech mitzvah. Again, a lot of things are a tzarech mitzvah, depending how far you want to take that. Mm-hmm. If you look in those shutim of Igros Moshe, he actually goes back and forth, and it's not so clear. He's a little bit no telahachmer, but it's really. But anyways, I think that's the more popular minhag, is you're allowed to ask. Okay, that's a very common thing. Anyways, million little details. We can read the book. Tav Tzadi Zayin. Dine Hachana B'Yom Tov. Now you're preparing. Oh wow! Now you're preparing for Yom Tov. So Aleph. Ein Sadin Dagim Min HaBeverim. So you cannot capture fish from a little pool. Well, from a pool. I don't want to say the word little. We'll see. Because what's the problem is you're doing Seda. So Haga, afil makum she'ina mechusarin seda. Even if it's not completely needs seda, because it's in a pool, it's not going to go into the river, into the ocean. But it's a big enough pool where it's not easy to catch. If it's a very small pool, an aquarium, so then, and it's also in a tank, so that it's not called mechusar seda. And you're 100%, there's no problem of seida, you're allowed to just snatch it out even with a net. If it's a place where it's difficult, so that's when we say it's an issur darabanan and, or whatever it is, and you're not allowed to. And there's another reason why it could be usur, is it might be muksa. So that also depends on the posek and depends on the situation. Is it something that's for decoration or is it something that's used for food? But the Shulchan Aruch really is mainly addressing seida, so it really depends how small and how big that pool is. Okay, base. Let's go one more. Dagim veofos v'chaya shehem muksa. Now you have dagim fish, chicken, whatever you're going to eat, but it's muksa. It's not set aside to eat. Okay, so then ein mashkin otam biyom tov ve'ein notnim lifnei mizanos. It's usher to give it water to drink, and it's usher to feed it. We're talking about that these are not your animals, that you're not responsible to take care of them, to feed them.
These are not your animals, period.
Not your animals, or you own them, but they're always left in the field, and they always take care of themselves to eat. Okay? If it's, because then, shema yavo likach mehem. You might come, there's an isser to give it to eat, because then, we're not talking about ganeva over here, it could be yours, or hefker.
A pet sheep, he grazes by himself.
And you never, it's not your responsibility.
Not set him aside
to eat.
To eat him.
To shech them, right?
To shech them before Yom Tov, which is what you would have to do.
Right. Exactly.
And now, I want to go out and I want to hand feed him some bread.
Exactly. You're not allowed to.
Okay,
because you're not, right.
Got it.
Because we're afraid, now, we're going to see some qualifications as we go on. But basically, that's 100% correct. And what's what we're afraid of? When you're feeding him, that's only an iser if you feed him right next to him, so he doesn't have to walk around. But if you put food a few feet away from him, and now he has to walk there, that's a hecker enough that you don't have this gzera that you might come to shecht him and eat him. And that's also why it's many point out it's iser on people like to give food, breadcrumbs to their fish for tashlich on Rosh Hashanah. But if it's mechusar tzeda, and it's not your, and it's not your fish that you have to take care of feeding them, it's an iser over, that's this iser over here. It could be an iser of mevatel kli echano of muksa. The kol masha aser le'ochlo o li'shtamish bo mipnei shehu muksa aser le'taltelo. And so since it's not set aside to use, it's muksa, and you're not allowed to move it. All right. But a behemah tamea, you would be allowed to feed it. There's no chashash you're going to come to eat it.